Who cares if she really happy, though? I miss the old Tiffany.
I liked her better with curls.
She got another exclusive
coming? She all that.
That sound like the typical Tiffany.
Another exclusive?
Uh-huh.
Typical Tiffany.
Oh, my God. Really? She did that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I saw it on the internet. So it must be true. Really?
Y'all ready for this?
I heard she's starting a podcast.
This is Super Mayor Tiffany A. Henry, the People's Mayor. So, I heard you guys are looking for me. Well, here I am, right here in the flesh. So today, I'm going to answer questions like, my friend, why you asking all them questions? So I'm going to answer questions that you may have, and I'm going to make sure I point out facts versus fiction. Because that's a lot of negative narratives out there in the news. And today, I'm going to show you how and why fake news truly do exist. I'm going to show you how the news tell you what they want you to know and not tell you what you need to know so you can have a better judgment of what you're looking at. So the first four episodes or so, we will talk about the mess because I'm going to lay it to rest. And then when we're done with that, we're going to bring you and talk to you about all the great things I've done within my 3 years of being the super mayor. I came up with super mayor because, as you can see, I am a mayor. I'm the mayor of Dawson. And then also, I am the supervisor of Thornton Township. So it's just abbreviation of both titles, which is super for supervisor, and then mayor put together, and that's why they say super mayor. And that's how I end up coming up with the coin super mayor. And a lot of people hate on me about it. It's not self-proclaimed. What do you mean? I got two titles, hater. Stop letting people hate on you. And as Cat Williams said, man, how y'all letting the losers tell a story? You can't tell my story. I wrote it. You can't tell what I've done. Let me tell my own story. That part. So stop listening to losers because you got to go talk to a winner so you know how to win. You don't want to talk to a loser because a loser can't tell you how to win. Remember, all we do is win no matter what. 25-0, baby. 25-0 on my lawsuits, too. That part. And now they, hey, now they big man. Ask them, did they win one? Did you win one? Did you scratch it? Did you do anything? You didn't win nothing. Stop. But yet, y'all talking. Everybody in their 24 hours worth of fame to talk mess, be negative. Like, that's not Tiffany in you. I am not a negative person. I can't stand negative energy. And I only sit in rooms and at tables with people that's just like me as it relates to uplifting community, uplifting women. This history, Women History Month. Why aren't we uplifting one another? Y'all stay trying to tear me down. But God ain't gonna let you. So I just want you guys to know that God put you where he wants you. At the end of the day, I have been chosen and I'm ready to walk in my purpose. And that's why you see me today going against the nonsense that you see on the news. Because as Malcolm X said, the news is the most powerful outlet to basically make a guilty person look innocent and an innocent person look guilty. And that's why I'm here today, to fight back, to show you that you don't never give up. Because your narrative, your vision is yours and yours alone. So now I'm here to walk in my truth. And that's what I'm going to do today. Okay, so today, the first person we're going to discuss is the U-Haul, Mr. Larry. So, Mr. Larry, he claims, this is claims, alleged, right? Let me use the right words, alleged, that he owns a U-Haul place in our village off of 142. Those that live in our community right off of 142 is right across from 142nd and Dante, to be exact. It's the expressway. Everybody get off that E-way doing about 90 miles an hour. And he said he got a candy store, right? Come on, really? Look at my face. Candy store. Right there, off the E-way. So the kid gonna cross the street and run over? No, they don't do that. So I just want to point these things out, show you what really, truly do exist, because the world's watching, but y'all don't live in our community to really know what's really going on in our own backyard. So I'm gonna show you what they version was, and I'm gonna show you the body cam of what's really going on in my town, because we got a lot of underground clubs. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Get the little QR codes, get in the back door, and y'all open at 2 a.m. in the morning. Hell, where they do that at? 2 a.m. to 5, 6, 7 in the morning? That's what's going on in my community. So I just want you guys to know what we are about to do, or what we're about to show you, and now you will see Truth Speaks. Here we go. Watch the video. And this is the news portion. So I'm going to let it play. And I want you to listen. And then we will go into the true body cam of what really happened that night and what's going on while you're asleep. While you're asleep. Remember, Mayor Henry's always working. So this is the things we catch at night. But the news didn't show you none of this. Why is that? Let's go.
Gardner says he's also considering a lawsuit alleging
all right,
the village
this is
illegally
Mr. Larry.
Shut down his candy store.
He had a candy store,
I left
right?
It all.
Yeah. And
so we're gonna watch what the
business.
News told.
It's no free. I just have a couple of friends that don't have anywhere to put their belongings, so I put the stuff in here to collect a couple of dollars to pay the rent.
That clip was from the news. So let me show you what Mr. Larry been up to. Let me show you what we've been watching. So pay attention, because it's a whole sitcom. I kid you not, for about 45 minutes. But we about to show you what we've been dealing with every other night, every weekend, when we find out that they're having these underground nightclubs in our backyard. You're going to be amazed at what goes on in here. And I'm going to talk to you as it is rolling. Play the tape.
Right now. Come on in.
You the owner of the establishment?
Right here.
Okay.
So, this is
how we doing, gentlemen?
Larry Deliers.
Hey, who's the owner?
U-Haul Place.
You? Okay. We wouldn't
and have,
you have
one of our officers
of party
here
scheduled for tonight, would we?
At his location.
Private club?
And they're asking him about his
license to operate a private club?
Business license.
Just throw it for my friends.
Throw it for your friends. Okay. What we got going on back there?
They just having a party.
Okay, you mind if I take a look?
Sure.
All right.
So he told him he could take a look. Now he said candy store. Did y'all see any candy anywhere? I didn't. Unless you 50 Cent in the candy shop. I don't know. What is this? But it looks like a nightclub, guys. What does that look like to you? Y'all tell me. I don't know. You tell me what that look like. That look like a nightclub. It's about to go down. Boy, look at that. Oh, only in Dalton, right?
All right, Mr. Larry. So we're going to have to shut
So the officer comes back up.
You're not licensed
he talks
to
him.
That type of event.
That he does not have a business license, nor do he have a liquor license to operate that in our community. But again, the news didn't tell you that. They talked about a candy store. Stop! Candy store on 142. Anybody that live over there, 142 in Dante. 142 in Dante. It's an expressway. When people exit, they doing about 70 to 90 miles an hour off the E-way. Literally. You're not going to let your kid go off street to go to that spot for a candy store. Just not going to do it. Nah. Not on duty. Not on duty. We not going to do it. But this is what's in my backyard, guys. This is the things that you see me fighting against. So here we go. We're going to go to part two. That's part one. Ha! That's part one. Told you, get your popcorn, get your cover. I know it's raining outside, but stay with me. Here we go. This part two. Now, it's another night, and we get a call about club activity in our village. Once again, you just saw part one. He don't have no business license. He don't have no liquor license. All illegal, right? So he's operating an illegal underground nightclub in our town, which he had been doing for several months, let alone years. He's been told several times, but he continually does it. So officers got called to the scene, as you can see. And as you can see, as they're at the scene, Larry the liar, he's right here. What? Would you look at that? Zoom in. So what? Look at that. What is that? Is that a gun? Oh, what you need a gun at a candy store for? I'm just saying. Choir minds want to know. I'm just saying. What you need a gun at a candy store? So as you go walk through, you see all these vehicles. Again, remember, y'all just saw the news. What the news tell y'all it was?
Party shut down. You gotta go.
They told you it's a candy store / truck stop. I don't see not one truck. Show me where a truck at. I'll wait. Truck. Where you at? Truck. Would you look at this? Cars for days. Cars. It's like a whole party going on, right? Whole nightclub. I wonder what the interest fee was. And remind you, if you don't live in our town, this is like in the cut. Like, you won't even notice it. It's so hidden, this location. But when you got so much activity going on, or when the police is called, that's how we find out about a lot of things that goes on at night while y'all sleep. He opened these clubs up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and be there till 7 a.m. I'm like, where they do that at?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Little did I know in Dalton. But this what we fighting against. Look, girl twerking. She got a bottle. Now look at this. You finna enter this club scene. And you see as we enter, look at all them people. But remember, again, candy stuff. This is a full-blown nightclub. But look at this. You got people for days. You got chairs. You got stages. You got the DJ on the ones and twos. Look at this, people. But this is what I try not to do, is put people's stuff on blast. But today is the day. Because you keep trying to throw me under the bus and say, it's the mayor. No, it's not the mayor. It's you, sir. You are having illegal clubs in our community with no business license, no liquor license. You even got illegal gambling machines. Come on, man. People, look. As you say, look. We ain't got beans, greens, potatoes. We got a whole nightclub. Look at this. In Dalton. Like a young crowd too, boy. Just trying to get it in. But this is what we've been dealing with, guys. These are the parts that is really, really sad that the news don't show you. Because they have to paint a picture of the mayor's bad. And this is what I mean when I talk about the news trying to defame my name. But again, if you live here, you understand. If you live here, you know what community has been complaining about. And you know what community do not want. But people always go about it the wrong way. And then turn around and say, oh, it's her, it's not me. Stop it. Stop it, sir. Larry the Liar, stop it. You caught, poop, be gone. You caught. Stop. I don't know what you got going on up here. What is this? I don't know, like a little boom boom room. What is this? What do you got going on, sir? But this is not acceptable. Just not. I ain't even know you had all this going on in the back. Yep. So as you can see, residents, I wanted to show you footage of what happens when the lights go off. At 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. in your own backyard. And the minute something happened, and y'all like, well, why they got a club? Well, what's going on? That's what we seen. Look, they had to get their picture, boy. They're like, no, I want my picture. I'm not going nowhere till I get my picture. This is what happens. But today, truth speaks. And I told you, if you want the tea, get it from me. Because I got the facts with the receipts. Ha! That part. Y'all weren't ready for that, was you? Nope. Y'all thought I didn't have no receipts. I always keep receipts. People can say whatever they want, but I keep them receipts, though, on ice. So, here go the gaming. Now, look at this, guys. I don't know if you know how gaming work or how villagers make their money. They make money per machine, if you don't know about that. It's another tax that most municipalities and cities do. And you have to be registered so that county, state, people get their money, right? Illegal game machines. Did you see how many yet? Did you see that? News, what yet? No. Y'all didn't report that. But again, these are the things that I deal with as a mayor in Dalton. As you can see, you just saw truth versus fiction. And I think truth has spoke. You saw it with your own two eyes, and I just want you to know I'm going to keep on pushing for a better community, a vibrant, family-oriented community. That's what I represent. I grew here. Y'all flew here. I need you guys to help fix and build our community for family. Not for nightclubs, underground parties, secret squirrel meetings, none of that. Family. That's what I represent. I love you. So we just got done with business number one. Now we on to business number two, Rinky's. Rinky is a bar cafe in our village, which has turned into a nightclub. And I want people to see the facts versus fiction. And today you will see the receipts with your own two eyes. We're gonna go through actual police reports and we're gonna talk about why residents are fed up with the bar in our community and how it has become a public nuisance. Play the tape. So I'm going to read a couple incidents that happened in our community where police was called. And when we arrived, there were several fights. On January 7th of 2023, it was a fight in progress. After that, we got another call on May 2nd, 2023, where a group of people was arguing and became belligerent. And of course, you know how it go, another fight happened. And we had to break the fight up. After that, security had to use pepper spray to basically get rid of the crowd in the fight at that location. Security. So if security can't handle the issues at this location, what should we do as a community, residents? Enough is enough. And then on three separate incidents where force was used because of the threat and all the people that was there, citations was given for violations, but it was another fight. All I could tell you is, when y'all gonna see the pattern of fights, of issues at this one location? So I'm gonna give you another incident that happened, and I'm gonna take you down the way I see it. But I'm gonna give you the facts as it relates to what happened. It was a crowd outside fighting. We got called for crowd control. Police came, showed up, broke the crowd up, but I guess they were still fighting. And you notice one thing that always happens. Every time we go there for one fight, another fight happens. But this one issue on September 29th of 2023, this is how bad things have gotten. People was inside the bar. This is the story that we was told. Was inside the bar. And inside the bar was a security guard. As they say, off-duty security guard. Yeah, right. But off-duty security guard, we're going to stick to what they said. Off-duty security guard was in there, but he was drinking. So he was drinking. He got into it with a group of people, or a person, from what the story they told. And they beat the man up. This is in Dalton. They beat the security up and took his gun. Where they do that at? In Dalton, as I can see. This sounds like some made up stuff, but that actually did happen. So I normally use a little comedy just to show people that, hey guys, things happen, but this is how I saw it in my head. Play the tape.
Santa Claus, he almost tied us up, fucked us some robbers. He pulled out a pistol and was like,
Dodo, you on crack? Oh my God.
Anybody ever seen that Friday scene when Day Day and Craig got jacked by Santa Claus and he said Santa Claus came in and he tried to rob him? He was. Anybody see that? That's the scene that I see when I read this statement here, because it's just like impossible. It don't make sense. It don't sound real that a off-duty security guard gets beat up and get that gun taken. So just imagine you in a club with your girl and all of a sudden somebody gets beat up. That's the security. That's supposed to be protecting you. Why would you go there? Why would you feel safe? Why would you take your girl there? It don't make sense. But hey, these are the issues that we have in our community. So we have several other issues that I'm going to entertain really quickly as it relates to the public nuisance and the calls that the police department have received. And I'ma just clear it up with this and I'll leave it here. We had calls for several fights because I can go on and on and on. We had people get windows broken out of. We had one fight happen, as I stated before, then another fight happened right after that. And it's just sad because at this location, he been having so many problems. Uh-huh. He had an ex-employee come to the location, threatened to shoot up the place. And then right after that, they had another fight with two men. Two males was fighting, and we had to come and break it up. We have to say, we're not gonna stand for this. Just let me make sure I'm clear on this. Everybody that comes to our community come from another town. They don't even live here, just so you know. And if you go look at the police reports, you'll see names, you'll see addresses, and it's from all other cities or from the city. So I just want to point that out, and everybody put a bad name on Dalton, a bad rep, but it's the company you keep. If you're entertaining a younger crowd or people that don't want to come and do right or get a little bit of liquor and then start acting the fool, that's the issues that we're having currently. But I just wanted to showcase how the police is always called to this location for fights, for issues, and we come and we help, but it's hurting our community because the community is tired. We even gave them a hearing and they didn't even show up to the hearing.
Huh?
So when people go and tell you guys that it's us and not them, you should ask them, what did you do? Because people can always point the finger at someone else, but never tell you the side of what they did and what the consequences was of not fixing their business. Now we're on to business number three. I am going to explain to you guys and show you Truth Speaks as relates to this next business, Free Indeed. It's sad how individuals go on the news and talk negative about people when they know the truth, but they won't say what they did. What they didn't do as relates to their business. So today I'm about to show you facts versus fiction, because you know the news is all fake news. They just tell you and show you things they want you to believe as it relates to a narrative to a person that they want you not to like or believe in. So today is the day where I show my truth as it relates to Free Indeed.
Here, put that over there.
One person not feeling the love is Nicole Scott.
Are you a victim of the dysfunction in Dalton?
Absolutely, but more so, residents are victims. Would you like some of these?
She runs the Free Indeed Market, a ministry-minded pantry set up like a grocery store. It's meant to give people in need a bit of dignity.
And then we have some onions here, if you need onions.
Scott says she secured funding and architectural plans to redevelop this entire dilapidated shopping center last summer. But the village did nothing with her application for 6 months. She kept a log of her increasingly desperate demands for a response.
What has stopped this?
I don't know. Whenever we go over to the village, we don't get a response.
This has to do with you not taking care of your business. You. Starts with you. Can't blame nobody but yourself. I need you to call the company that did your inspection and make it right. Go fix the building. Give them the plans and the things they need. Matter of fact, put that on the screen. Show the people what they told you you needed to do, but you never showed that on the news. You never showed that on the news because it ends and starts with you. All you had to do is come into compliance with what they told you to do and give them the documentation of what was needed to get whatever you needed from them, which was permits, but you refused to do that. So, again, reach out. My door is always open. But now let me show y'all the video of her support. Play the video.
Everybody, this is Dr. Scott with American Association of Single Parents. And I just wanted you to know that we are in support of Supervisor Tiffany Hinyard. She has amazing initiatives and programs and things trying to
Thank you.
In the Southland for our community. And so over at American Association of Single Parents, Free Indeed Market, and coming soon, the Ava Center in Dalton, we support the initiatives of Supervisor Tiffany Hinyard. We're glad to be walking alongside her to see the community change for the better.
Thank you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you see that? So you do support me, but you told the news you don't. Which one is it? You like all the initiatives that I'm doing in the village. You love the route we're taking. You love the youth initiatives. Like, come on, ladies, stop. I told you, stop lying. Man, it's amazing the things people would do and the things people sell their souls for. Amazing. Y'all better stop. God don't like you messing with his kids. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. She has failed multiple inspections as relates to her location. She was told on several occasions to make sure she turned in plans as relates to her business, and she did not do that. You cannot turn in a drawing with no 3D renderings, no architectural plans as it relates to where are you gonna put the furnace? How big is the furnace? Is it gonna be in the ceiling? Is it gonna fall? All these type of things was asked of her as relates to an outside company that did her inspection. And we utilize the outside company because it's a big project, number one. And number two, we don't like people to always say, the village did this, the village did that. No, no, no. She have not completed or improved anything in her location. And a lot of her tenants do complain about the conditions they are actually working in. Here's one video from one of the locations in the unit. And this is what y'all didn't see and what the news didn't tell you. Play the tape. So we are in a store within that location. And it's about to show you that the ceiling is leaking. You see that? The ceiling is leaking. Water is coming down on all of their products. All of their inventory is becoming destroyed. As you can see, it's coming all the way through the ceiling. Next video. The ceiling actually collapsed, almost hitting the worker. And in the video, you will see all the wet tiles below. They picked it up, cleaned it up, put it inside a garbage can. But these are the issues that we are having with the location here in Dalton. So people go on the news and tell y'all this stuff. I told you, stop believing the hype. Check your facts for yourself. Because if you check your facts, you'll be like, oh, wow, that's why. That's what happened. But no one wants to tell the truth. But today I'm telling you the truth as it relates to how individuals come into our community and not do their job, but sit here and point the finger about this and that. But really, truth be told, they're not in compliance with the village. And it's said that these businesses had to suffer due to her not taking care of her obligation, which is fixing the building. So I hope these videos are helpful to you, and I hope you see the truth for what it is. And I pray that we all come to one common ground and fix our village and all get along for the betterment of Dalton. Because at the end of the day, the residents are the only ones that suffer when we are all battling one another. So my job is to love on each other, despite what others may think or feel. I love all y'all, despite all y'all lies y'all told on me. And I want to showcase that by telling you, my door is always open. But it's up to you to walk through it. But if you want to stay on the other side and point fingers and tell lies and throw a rock at a glass house, don't make sense. Check your closet, clean your house, fix your mess, because I'm about to lay it all to rest. Today is the day where the people see you for the individual you are. A liar. You're a liar, lady. Stop lying on me. Keep telling you. Stop lying on me before I tell the truth on you. Now drop the receipts. So residents, pick it up, check it out, share the video, show the world what's really been going on. Because they tell you parts, things they want to make up, make believe, to just say that Dalton is bad. Dalton's a great place. And I'm going to keep on pushing. I'm not going to let these individuals think they're going to strong arm me to pass them on inspections when you see these people, businesses are in disarray. and you won't fix it, but you want me to turn a blind eye. Not doing it, lady. Fix your building. Fix your problem. Thank you. All right, that does it for business number 3. Now we're moving on to business number 4. Are y'all ready? Sure. Are y'all ready? All right. This one is Big Woods Barbecue. So this one is in our downtown area as well. And this individual also went on the news to say, the village didn't do this, the village didn't do that, or people playing parlor tricks with them, things of that nature. So today I'm gonna show you all of his inspection reports for him not being in compliance. He has also failed multiple inspections. Yes, multiple inspections. But yet they get on the news and tell you the opposite. But y'all eating in these places. Y'all eating in these places. Our job as a village is to protect the residents and make sure no one gets sick. People get health inspections. People get building inspections. If they do not pass, they have to go and fix the things that's needed. If they do not fix the things that's needed, then guess what? They have to do another inspection, pay another fee until they get it right. But our job is to make sure we protect you so we don't give them a business license. We don't let them operate. And when we don't do that, then they go and say, we're playing politics. We're not. It's called doing your job. As a village, our job is to make sure that you don't go in there, eat some food or something and get sick. And then you get sick and then you say the village allowed them to be open. Come on, man. Y'all need to check your facts. Because everybody talking, but I ain't got no facts. Residents, pay attention. You must come in compliance with the village so that we are making sure your establishment is safe for the residents of Dalton. Again, facts versus fiction. And this is Big Woods Barbecue in Dalton. All right, and for the grand finale. Pablo's! Okay. The problem we had is there's multiple fights here at this location and also shootings that happened in the past. Right now, I'm going to go down memory lane and show you a couple police reports of the issues that happened at this club. And it's supposed to be a cafe. I keep telling y'all, these are cafes, but they are turning into nightclubs at night. Huh? This is why we have so much mess. My town was up in arms about it because they literally shot up Sibley, like the whole Sibley. When I say everybody got affected, basically every business just about, well, that was close by, Plabo's, got affected. That was AutoZone and Burger King was the main two that had their windows shot out, so they was boarded up when this incident happened. And again, something always happened from what? A fight. One fight happened, another fight happened. After that, you got two fights going on, then somebody goes to the car, get a weapon, then a shooting happened. So I want to point these things out to you for the reasons that everyone is upset about this public nuisance and they want it to change. But it can only change with you residents. It can only change with us actually making sure we tell people enough is enough and that we won't stand for it no longer and we will enforce our laws. Because in the past, they got away with it and people turned the blind eye. This is why they mad at me, because I really do have the hearts of the people. And the people do know that Tiffany is not going to lead them the wrong way. And I've been actually putting on for my communities and showing them that no matter what, Super Mayor here is going to take care of it. She's going to find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I just want you to always keep that love going. I always lead with love, and I want to continue to put that on my people. And that's why I always say, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Even the hateful, I still love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. While you're watching this tape, push the share button, though, okay? Just do that. Push the share button right now. So thank you so much for watching me. I appreciate you. Stay tuned, because this is going to be a interesting, exciting road with your Super Mayor, Tiffany Henry. You're on the Move podcast. Love you.